listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Off the Gas and On the Mic. Here with us today is Sam Mars, the house car driver of the old Yellow Banana, this 28 machine, the Mars race car. How you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Y'all had an off day today, huh?
Off day, Labor Day.
That's rare for you guys.
Yeah, I still found myself at the shop, so. Even though it was off day, still here. So,
right on. Well, how was racing last weekend? How'd you end up?
We went down to 300 Raceway in Farley with the XR Super Series, and it was okay, I guess. I had one night on Friday night there. We were up to seventh, passing for sixth, and had a right rear start going down. Ended up ninth, and then Saturday was running like 10th. And it rubbered up, so I just pulled off because I felt like I was going to blow my tire out. So it was less than favorable, but it's all right.
Well, dang. But at least you were able to go racing this weekend, huh?
That's right. Yeah, or and final.
Guess that's the positives of it. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I'm super excited to have you on here. I need to get Jimmy on here at some point and talk to him. But just going through some things real quick. Can you tell us about your experience growing up racing and being involved in the family business? What side of it did you get to see that other people didn't?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll start with where or how I got into racing or whatever. I was, you know, it was always inevitable that I was going to be in a car at some point in time just because that's what my dad does for a living and, you know, my grandpa before that. So, I started racing go-karts when I was five, raced them all the way up until I was 11 or 12. Then I got in a crate late model, then a Wasota spec late model, which I still race, and then now a super late model.
Right on. So was this all Mars owned equipment, or didn't you drive for your grandpa for an extended amount of time?
Well, it was kind of like my grandpa, he owned like the engines and then like the drivetrain of the Wasota late model that I used to race, and then like it was his hauler and stuff, so like he would just help me out, and then it was like my it was my dad's car, so
it was still family owned. I got yeah. You right on. Well, yeah, so I guess you were a part of Jimmy's prime of winning races and stuff in the early years. Were you able to travel a lot with him as he was racing up and down the road, or did you have to stay back?
Most of the time I stayed back. I got to go to some races, but not very many. It was kind of before all the streaming stuff took off too, so I didn't get to watch a whole lot of it, but we did. I mean, we'd travel a little bit, but not nowhere past like the Midwest.
I got you.
We went to Cedar Lake whenever they had the big races, but and I mean, I'm sure I did some traveling before I remember it, but I mean, obviously I know I've been to racetracks, but.
Right, right.
My mom tells me I went to East Bay when I was 10 months old, but I don't remember it. So I still haven't ever been there, I don't think. So
yeah, that'd be impressive.
Tracks like that that I've been to, I probably don't remember, but then I've been to a lot of racetracks too, so.
I got you. Well, what would you say would be your most memorable moment watching Jimmy race? Watching your dad.
Definitely think when he won the USA Nationals in 2009, me and my mom were watching it and our whole family, everything like that. And he won the race. So me and my mom sprinted from the backstretch all the way down to victory lane and then got in victory lane pictures. So that was pretty cool. He was all pumped up then. And I remember a little bit of it just because I was five, but
right.
I remember enough for it to be pretty cool still.
So, along the lines of that, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. I couldn't remember how old you actually were. But so that's awesome. And where was that at, the USA Nationals? Wasn't that Cedar Lake or?
Yeah, that was Cedar Lake.
Okay. And that's y'all's local track. That's y'all's home track, huh? Maybe not the closest, but.
Yeah, that's probably like an hour away or something like that for us.
I got you. So that's probably where you put down probably a lot of your laps, huh?
Yeah, we've been there a lot. I've probably been racing there for about 8 years now, but with the late model stuff, and then you know, my dad's been racing there obviously since he's been his whole life racing. So
yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So whenever we came up there for the Masters, Jimmy was still racing at the time, and it was crazy. Like, the fans are really diverse there. Like, some of them are like just diehard Jimmy Mars fans, and then there were some of them at the end of the night that were like, man, I'm glad Jimmy didn't win. And it's like, seriously, like this is your hometown hero. So it was neat. It was interesting to see, you know, how a lot of the fans took Jimmy Mars being there, but it was cool for sure.
Shut everything down. Here, look at this. We even got Rodney over here.
Check it out.
Chase.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Not much. Y'all for the weekend or what?
Yeah. Pretty much.
How did the jamboree go for you?
We got sick both days. Okay, but want to be better.
Not good enough, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was good, but not great.
Right. What do you think of your new car or new cars?
I like them. We're putting together a new one, so see good how deal. It goes. Try to get it ready and run it this weekend, maybe at Mississippi Thunder or something.
Right on. Well, good deal.
Where are you going?
Man, I don't know. We wadded our crate late model up this past weekend, so I think we're gonna go UMP racing probably next weekend. So I'm not sure yet.
Right on.
Yep. Well, good seeing you, man.
Still a hoodie.
I can do it. I'll be here for a little bit yet. Okay. So
see you guys.
Yeah, see you.
I think that's the coolest thing about being there.
Yeah, it is.
So,
never know who's going to be here.
No, like I said, I mean, there's been so many people like while we're there that show up and it's like, no way, you know, it's right. Really neat. Y'all have a really cool thing there for sure.
Yeah.
So what's that?
I forgot what we were talking about before, but
yeah, that's why I'm looking back at my notes. I hate to be steadily glancing down, but I'm just terrible with asking questions. You talked about how you grew up racing and everything. You don't have to go in too much detail, but what ultimately you ran the crate late model for a while, you started with Soda late models, and then you got the opportunity to drive the house car. How has that been for you so far?
I think we've had a pretty good year so far, kind of bouncing back between the super late model stuff and then back into the Soda stuff. Won 7 races here now, so raced about 30, 40 times. So it's been good. It's got highs and lows, obviously. You know, you go from a weekly Wasota race, and then like we went to the Dream at Eldora and everything in between. So it's definitely cool to win races, but then also you get humbled too. So it's all in good. You know, it only makes it better. So,
yep, that's right. Well, so for somebody listening that doesn't know, what is the difference in the Wasota and the obviously open late model? That you
yes. So the Wasota motor is just a steel block engine pretty much. And then the open motor is all aluminum, 430, 440, they're building all the way up to 480 now. So it seems like they build as much as you can put down to the ground anymore. So
huge.
Yep. Very big.
Well, which one, I think I know the answer to this, but which one do you prefer running?
I like running that super late model stuff. It's fun. It's definitely a challenge, but it is when everything's right, it's a lot more fun. It's really cool to run good against just the top of the top guys, for sure.
Right. So is along the lines of that, I know you were able to capture the track championship at Cedar Lake, but besides that, what would you say has been your most memorable race this year? Like what's been your favorite to look back on?
And I don't know where to go with this one because we won the Masters there this year, won the 5000 with the Wasota Challenge Series. So those are both cool. But, I mean, I think standalone has to be making the USA Nationals show because that's, you know, I've been going to that race ever since I was a little kid, every year going up there. And I think it's the coolest, one of the coolest crown jewel events there is. So to be a part of that show, you know, to make the race. And then not only that, but it was a rain shortened deal where it only run 56 of the 100 laps. We started 23rd and got up to 11th, and we're still going forward. So that was probably one of the coolest runs that I've had this year.
Yeah, and that's something else. You know, I talked to Jimmy not on a regular basis, but kind of biweekly, at least once a month. And that was, I talked to him the week after that, and he was super excited about that as well. So I think that's pretty neat. So you're still in college. What are you going to college for?
Yeah, so I go to UW Stout here in Menominee. It's, you know, 4-year university, just like anywhere else. I'm going for manufacturing engineering. UW Stout, it's actually, you know, the engineering department is second to none. I think there's a lot of really cool things they're doing there that colleges all around the country, some of them aren't even doing. So definitely blessed to be in a good spot like that, have a good college in the hometown, and then have something that I'll enjoy going for. So
right,
going for that, and then just plan to hopefully use it at the shop.
Do they dabble on racing stuff in that class, or obviously y'all can tie both of them together, but in the classroom, do you actually get to, you know, break down stuff like that?
Well, yes and no. You know, there's car related things. I won't say specifically dirt track racing, but then I have a couple of classes where it's called SolidWorks. It's like making parts and stuff online on the computer, like in software development or whatever. And, you know, the teachers will let you go and make whatever you want. So like one day I went and for one of my projects, I was putting a birdcage together just because it was something to do. You know what I mean? Parts and pieces making it, because I knew exactly what it was and what I wanted it to do. So it was kind of fun doing that, and I enjoy doing stuff like that.
Well, I think that's really neat, and I think that right there is even more impressive, because I don't think a lot of people realize that not only are you a house car driver running a super late model, but you're also in college getting your education. And I mean, maybe I'm going a little far to say that you run the parts department part-time when you're there. I know that you've got Aaron and other guys. It's a family affair around the shop, but you do a good job of the parts department as well. So what is your role at MB Customs besides racing and things like that?
Yeah, so when I'm at the shop, it kind of just depends. Some days, you know, we're taking care of our own cars, but most days, me and Aaron, we're tag team in the parts department. So he'll try and do a lot of inventory, ordering parts, this and that. And then I try and take care of, you know, when people call, what they need, what parts need to get out the door, what's coming in, what needs to get put away, stuff like that. So I try and just take everyone's parts orders and make sure it gets out the door and make sure they get everything on time.
Well, I think I remember a long time ago asking you this question. I'm curious what you'll say on the podcast. What is the biggest nightmare that somebody orders whenever, like you and the guys are like, my goodness, we've got to ship this out?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everything's good when everyone is ordering stuff. You know, obviously it's better taking their business somewhere else. But, man, there's just something about having to ship bodies out that's just no fun. It's just not that any of it's better or worse than another, but like shipping a whole body out to someone, it's just like, man, like, can you just come pick it up? But sometimes you got to ship it far away. It's worth it. It is what it is. But, yeah, shipping bodies out kind of sucks sometimes.
Not a fan of shipping them, huh?
No, not really.
Well, that's interesting to me. But and the other, I guess, the discouraging side of it, and again, like you said, it's great to have any kind of business coming throughout the doors instead of going elsewhere. But you know, I guess the discouraging part of it's whenever you ship something out and then a customer ends up sending you pictures and they're like, this is scratched or that scratched, and it's like, you don't have a clue what we went through trying to make sure it got to you.
That's right. Yeah.
You're just lucky it's not bent.
Right.
But anyways, I'd love to have Jimmy on here to ask him the same question, but what ultimately separates an MB Custom from other chassis? Like if somebody calls Sam Mars and says, what are you going to give me that other people aren't? What about your chassis different?
Well, I can't 100% say, just because I haven't, you know, ventured out to anything like this, all I've ever been in, all I've ever been around. But, you know, I feel like we have a very competitive car, both late model and modified. obviously, you know, late model right now, Longhorn's a thing to have. Obviously, a really good car, but they also, in turn, have a lot of, they have all the top drivers right now for the most part.
Right.
So it's really, you know, if you have all the guys, somebody's going to win, right?
That's right.
I think our cars are just as competitive. I know we may not have a whole bunch of people like that, but I think that we got, you know, we got a good group of guys that we know, that know what they want, what they need to do. And I think, you know, on any given night, we can run with them. And then the modified stuff too. I mean, the modified stuff's been really, really good for a long time. And I was looking up on the, my dad's got a plaque of the manufacturers championships. I think it's like four or five in a row now with USMTS. And I think it's really close this year again too. So it'll come down to the wire on that. But another thing is, I just think the customer service. I mean, I know that all times of the day, it seems like my dad's on the phone answering questions along with AJ and Chris and, you know, even me and Wilson, me and Aaron with the parts department part. But, you know, we just try and do what we can to answer any questions. And I think that's what everyone's doing. And that's what helps set us apart, because, you know, I feel like we try and help a lot of people out.
Right. And another thing that I'll add to that, and, you know, we've had a handful of chassis. We've been all up close to other chassis. And I know you probably, or you guys wouldn't say this, but you guys take pride in y'all's cars, man. The craftsmanship of an MB Custom is unmatched. Like I've looked at several cars, the wells, the fits, everything like that. Like, I can't find any flaws in the chassis of our cars. And, you know, I think that speaks volumes about what you guys build. Not only do y'all have great customer service, but just the build quality of an MB Custom is, I'd say, unmatched. I haven't seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool that, you know, all of our guys, they take so much pride in their work, making everything look nice. You know, we build a lot of cars a year, but at the same time, it's not like some of these other ones that are just mass produced, get it out the door. You know, we actually, not that they don't care, but we just take a lot of time and making sure everything's right. And, you know, when it leaves right.
Yep. And I think that's something that certainly separates an MB Custom from other things. And I don't want to, like I said, I want to get Jimmy on here, so I don't want to give too much away about his stuff. But when I talked to Jimmy on the phone, Jimmy said the same thing. You know, there's a lot of guys that are winning in a Longhorn, but there's a lot of guys that aren't too, you know, and you guys didn't get where y'all are at by just twiddling your thumbs, you know? So again, I think y'all have a great thing, and we're proud to be MB Custom owners. So moving forward from that, where do you see the future of MB Customs going? Are you interested in taking over the family business? Just openly speaking, I'm not talking about, I know there's a lot more to it than just walking in and turning the lights on, but is that what you want to do, or do you just want to race?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I want to race too, but I think that, you know, taking part of this over, taking it over, you know, just being more involved in the business here is my end goal. I want to do as much as I can, because it's all I've ever been around. And, you know, it'd be kind of dumb for me just to walk away from it. You know, there's a lot of stuff here that's already going on, and it's an established, successful business. So, you know, it just be really cool to be a part of it even more someday.
Well, good deal. I think that's really neat. And I think, it like I said, the atmosphere at MB whenever we're up there is incredible. Like, just like that Rodney Sanders walking in the door and stuff like that. Like, you never know who you're gonna see around there, and just you learn so much. You got to be a sponge when you walk in there from AJ and Jimmy and Chris and Mark and everybody else around the shop. Like, there's so much to learn around there. So I think it's a really neat environment. Along the lines of that, are there any upcoming projects or developments across MB Customs that you personally are excited about? I know y'all are always working, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, people ask my dad, they'll call him up, well, what's new this year? And he's got the same three things every year. We're trying to turn better, have more traction, have more side bite. So he's just trying to, you know, try to make it easier to drive too. So, yep. You know, I mean, the whole team here, they're just always constantly working, trying to, you know, achieve everything to make a race car go faster, for it to be more user-friendly, easier to drive. I mean, just trying to make it as easy as possible, you know what I mean? Just to be able to sell cars and have people have speed right out the gate.
Well, cool. That's a good one for sure. A couple more things and then I'll let you go. What's your favorite thing to work on the race car whenever you're working on y'all's equipment?
Man, I don't have an exact answer on that. I mean, I don't necessarily super like tin work. I'm not very good at it. So I'd probably be out on that. I mean, I don't mind like stripping a car down or taking parts off or reassembling. Like, I feel like I can do all that pretty well.
Tear down assemblies, probably.
Yeah, tear down assembly. I like that's probably the best or my favorite part of it. Then obviously, like when we're building new cars, I think it's fun to put stuff together. Whether it's where you're switching around wheel studs and putting bearings and rotors on a hub, or if you're going and putting ball joints and heims in an upper or lower control arm, or putting a rear end together, putting bird cages and stuff on. There's so many things that. Different little parts and pieces of a car, and then to put it together to make it all work. So I think my favorite part about the whole thing is just the full process of getting a car from start to finish. I think it's really cool.
Well, and touching on that, what does y'all's weekly maintenance program look like? Like, what are you guys doing? And you don't have to go all the way, but I'm just curious, like, are you guys fully tearing down your race car between the weeks to go racing? Besides, obviously, sheet metal work if necessary, but what are you guys doing in the shop weekly before y'all go racing?
Yeah, so like with our car specifically, we'll start, obviously, you get it washed, whatever, bring it inside, get it gone through. What I usually do most of the time is just bolt check everything. So I'll bolt check stuff, and then Chris, he'll come back on our car and he'll kind of go through stuff with a fine tooth comb along with my dad and Jeff both, just making sure nothing's off. I mean, everything has to be on all the times, if that's, making sure all your bearings are free or bird cages spin, heims are loose, rod lengths are right. Nothing's bent. Everything's greased. Everything's free. You sent me a video the other day of a hub spinning really free. You just got to have everything moving free that needs to be moving. And I think there's just a lot of stuff that goes into making it all work as it should, as obviously, everything that goes into it. So,
right. Yeah. I was just curious what kind of the breakdown looks like for you guys on a weekly scale of going out and competing. So, and then lastly, and then I'll let you go. Who would you say you're, and this may not necessarily that you got a race with them, but who would you say your favorite late model driver is? And then who would you say your least favorite is?
Like current or retired? Or
just at any point, point.
I mean, most people say I got to choose somebody other than my dad. Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, I would say, I'm sure you would say your dad if I didn't add that in. So yeah, besides your dad.
All right. Man, one of the most, I don't know if you, not even necessarily racing with, but one of the most fun people to watch right now, I think, is Bobby Pierce. I mean, he gets after it. I mean, even when his stuff's not 100% right, he is just to the floor all the time. He's out there. He is going to make it happen, like no problem whatsoever. And, man, people I don't like racing, I don't know if there's necessarily a single one person that I don't like racing with, but I just hate when people run you over for no reason. I know, yeah. Along with everybody else, but unnecessary. Like, if you're getting run over for seventh, like, it's just unnecessary extra work from some people. It just sucks.
Right.
Like, I can't pinpoint, like, an exact person just because it's happened from multiple people. You know what I mean? It just depends on the given night of who's going to go and not care, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right. For sure. Well, and I said last thing, but one more thing, and then I'll let you go. How was it having Bobby Pierce drive y'all's modified stuff? How was he around the shop? Was it a super cool thing? Did he cut up a whole lot? How is Bobby Pierce on a personal level, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty cool. You know, he's he's quiet, but he kind of keeps to himself. But at the same time, he knows what he wants. He definitely, like, he, so we met him down at Mississippi Thunder with the car and everything. And for the World of All, when the World of All Laws were there, the USMTS or the USRA mods, they were the support class. And, you know, he just knows how to dissect a race car. So that's actually, it's pretty cool to think about. And, like, he knows what he needs to have in order to win. And obviously, looking at his track record, he knows how to win.
Right. He made it pretty easy for you guys, huh?
Yeah. Now, between him and then his dad, Bob, they got a good team going right now. So it's definitely cool to watch.
Well, good. Do y'all have the door and quarter still? Do y'all have one of the doors and quarters, or did y'all let both of them go, both sides?
I think they got them sold, I think.
Okay.
Not sure. If they're here, I have no idea where they're at.
I was curious if y'all were going to hold on to one side of that or let both of them go. So
they very well might have. If it's still here, I guess I don't know where it's at.
Right. Well, cool deal. Thank you for your time, Sam. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we look forward to watching you race and seeing the progression of your personal life as well as being a part of MB Customs. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Can't thank you enough. And, you know, it's been fun watching the year you've been having too. So,
well, thank you.
Hopefully we can both keep doing some winning.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland. What'd you think about what you heard? Please follow for more content just like this.